By night, Hassan Isabah, like a civilized wolf in a turban, stretches out on a parapet above the garden and glares at the sky, conning the asterisms of heresy in the mindless, cool desert air. True, in this myth, some aspirant disciples may be ordered to fling themselves off the ramparts into the black, but also true that some of them will learn to fly like sorcerers. The emblem of Alamut holds in the mind a mandal or magic circle lost to history but embedded or imprinted in consciousness. The old man flits like a ghost into tents of kings and bedrooms of theologians, past all locks and guards with forgotten Muslim ninja techniques, leaves behind bad dreams, stilettos on pillows, puissant bribes. The attar of his propaganda seeps into the criminal dreams of ontological anarchism. The heraldry of our obsessions displays the luminous black outlaw banners of the assassins, all of them pretenders to the throne of an imaginal Egypt, an occult space light continuum consumed by still unimagined liberties.